It's time for the book quiz. It's time for Rob Kelly, who joins me now at the Wellington studio, working in front of and behind the microphone today. Rob's been working hard to organise our 1 p.m. hour, among other things, this week. Thanks for your mahi, as always, Rob.
Hey, my pleasure. I get to work in a building, you know. I don't have to do it all from my house.
Someone asked me whether it would be possible for me to broadcast outside in the sun, and I think it would be. And I said to them, but you would hear like people hammering away at the house next door, and you'd hear couriers pull up and choppers go past. And they said that would just add to it.
So from maybe, a producer's standpoint, I want to just absolutely shut that down. at this stage, yeah. The amount of airiness that we get on your voice in an outside environment is just not what I want. What I do enjoy is playing kind of guest bingo about whose lines are going to be the best. Some people have these really close rooms that they've kind of decked out with cushions and things, and you can really hear every consonant. And then some people kind of like very high up kind of media people or political people, and it's kind of like on speakerphone in a building site. And you think, oh, yeah, cool. It's a dynamic work day.
Physician, heal thyself. Yeah, okay. Tell us about the quiz.
Okay, so we're going to do a classic book quiz today. It does have a tiny bit of a theme linked to the time of year. I'm sure you'll work it out as we go. The books are going to be read out. I'm going to give you the titles of the books and their authors. And there's going to be a link. There's going to be something that connects them all. I want you to text what that link is to 2101, and you might win The Spirit of Cadrona, Where Dreams Are Hatched, which is a beautiful hardback about the founding of a distillery in Cadrona. And it's a really cool story. And it's a beautiful book. I've got it here in front of me. It's absolutely gorgeous. All about the process of how you put something like that together, but also just that massive leap of faith to try and make something happen. So that's a really cool prize.
Okay, over to you.
Excellent. So the books. First book is Good Omens, The Nice and Accurate Prophecies of Agnes Nutter Witch by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman. People are going to say, but Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett. No, it's not. They were very careful to write Terry's name first. So Good Omens by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman is our first book, and some people might have seen the series of that. The second book is The Master and the Margarita by Mikhail Bulgakov. A little classic for you there, Jesse. Did that turn up in a high school reading list for you?
What was it called, sorry?
The Master and the Margarita.
No, it doesn't ring a bell at all.
Okay, great. I look forward to talking about that more when I don't have to hide what the theme is. The third book is Beyond Black by Hilary Mantel, better known for her Thomas Cromwell trilogy, but she wrote a lot of other stuff as well, and Beyond Black by Hilary Mantel is our third book.
And there's a pizza place in Auckland called The Master and Margarita.
Is there? That's excellent, and slightly
off-putting.
I think it's a risky business naming your business after a literary idea, because sometimes people don't quite grip what it is they're actually naming it after, and that can be a very, very tricky business.
Like naming your vineyard the Grapes of Wrath or something.
Yeah, or the Vintner's Luck, you know. Yeah. Have we actually thought this through? I always wondered if you had a manufacturing business, you could call it Cannery Row. But anyway, there's one more book, and it's a big book. And it is the 1974 first edition rule book for Dungeons and Dragons. By Gary Gygax and Dave Arneson. It's the first edition book. It had three volumes in it: Men and Magic, Monsters and Treasure, Underworld and Wilderness Adventures was the third one. So, if people are thumbing their copy of that, that is the final book, along with Beyond Black by Hilary Mantel, The Master and the Margarita by Mikhail Bulgakov, and Good Omens, The Nice and Accurate Prophecies of Agnes Nutter Witch by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman. What is the link?
Very intriguing, Rob. Are you throwing in that book of short stories today as well?
Oh, yes. So we have an extra Halloween prize, which is a copy of The Burning Boy by Denver Grinnell, who works here but is also a correspondent for Knights, does their work there, and is a very, very good commentator and writer of New Zealand horror fiction. So that is our little Halloween pumpkin spice.
Okay, 2101 is the text number to enter the quiz. Maybe tomorrow I want to settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. It's the theme to The Littlest Hobo. It's the nickname of Rob Kelly, the host of our Wednesday book quiz, who rejoins us in the studio. Hi, Rob.
Kia ora, Jesse.
We have, I believe, someone to answer the quiz today. So let's go to Wanaka, where I believe Mill is standing by. Hi, Mill.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi. Hey, tell us the story of your life. What's going on?
Well, whenever you guys are saying it's raining, it isn't usually down here. And I remember a couple of years ago, you go, it's the worst summer we've ever had, and it was probably our best.
Do you know the best summer of?
Yeah.
Yeah. The best summer I have ever had is with my grandmother's side of the family, and they used to have a house right on the lake in Wanaka, like way back in the day in the 80s, and I remember going down there. I had never, ever seen weather like that, like 4 or 5 days in a row where there just wasn't a cloud in the sky. I didn't know that you could get weather like that in New Zealand.
Yeah, that's well, don't let it out too much, Jesse. I won't talk about it too much, but it's...
Yeah, well, don't worry. I don't think you're going to have too many Aucklanders escaping to Wanaka anytime soon based on how the last ones went down.
Feeding their horses.
Hey, nice to have you on the show. I'm going to hand you over to Rob to see if you can get the answer on this book quiz.
Okay, thanks. So the books we have are Good Omens, The Master and the Margarita, Beyond Black by Hilary Mantel, and the 1974 Dungeons & Dragons first edition rulebook. What do you think links them all, Mel?
Well, because of Halloween coming, demons.
You are absolutely correct.
Wow.
They all feature a demon, and you were the only person to get that, Mel. So really, really well done. Demons turn up in the first edition of Dungeons & Dragons very specifically different to devils. So devils are fiends that have hierarchy and create monarchies and create power. Demons just want to watch the world burn.
Oh, you learn something every day. Thanks, Rob.
That's quite all right.
Yeah, how did your brain work on this one, Mill, by the way? How did you work that out?
Well, I just think it's going to be something with Halloween, and the comment made Rob made afterwards was Halloween, and I was just trying to guess just what might be linking. And I was sort of thinking Dungeons, Dragons, and, yeah, demons. Just got on the stuff.
Nice
on the
one. Great. Hey, well, this is not too far from you, this the subject of this book. What's it called, Rob?
The Spirit of Cadrona.
Huh.
Up on the hills, some beautiful photos of the tussock. But not particularly far. High Country Distillering. Distillering? I don't know.
Yeah, amazing place. I've done it really well, actually. Yeah, it's sort of...
Oh, good one.
Yeah, and I went to a talk that Desiree spoke at, the part owners, and her and her husband... or however they run it, working on it together anyway. And yeah, amazing story of working pretty hard on a farm before school and after school. And yeah, and then just what she worked at, pretty good life story, McDonald's overseas in a bar, and yeah, ending up doing a pretty amazing thing in the valley here in Cadrona.
Excellent. Well, cool. I'm so glad that this book gets to go to someone who values the story. That's excellent. Thank you, Mel.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Jesse.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks.
Cheers,
cheers, Rob. Good to talk to you, mate.
Yeah, cool.
It's 14 past 2.